Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Support for the Adam Carolla Show comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. With rising interest rates, there's a lot of unpredictability, a lot of anxiety out there. Our friends at Quicken Loans are doing something about that. The power buying process. They'll verify your income, assets, credit in under 24 hours and give you a verified approval. Then you have the strength of cash buyer, which is important when you're out there in the real world. Once verified, you qualify for the all-new exclusive Rate Shield approval. They'll lock in your rate up to 90 days while you shop. If rates go up, your rate stays the same. But if rates go down, your rate drops. You can't lose, man. Either way, you're going to win. Get started today. Go to rocketmortgage.com/Adam. That's rocketmortgage.com/Adam. Dawson.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Jay Moore. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and AJ Benza stops by to talk celebrity gossip and Aussie Argento. And now, making champagne wishes and caviar dreams a reality for Sonny last week at the Quail. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice to get on. Man, they get it on. Thanks for tuning in. We see the ratings, and we're glad to see you share the show. Put it on somebody's phone and tell them it's free, man. Good day, Gina Grad.
Good day to you.
Handball, Brian.
I have nothing in my head.
And AJ Benza, always excited.
Very happy
when AJ
to be here.
Is back on the show.
Right.
The podcast, Fame is a Bitch, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Apple Podcasts. And he breaks down the scandals and the tragedies of Hollywood. Not scared to speak his mind. And also, if you want to go 5 days a week, you can check that out on Patreon. So we just did a little pizza experiment. We've had a listener, fan, I guess, send us over
party.
Domino's pizza for the last few days. And he's been doing the Hawaiian style, and he's probably heard me saying nothing wrong with Hawaiian style. I like Hawaiian style. It's my birthday zodiac sign suggests, nay, compels me to eat the pineapple Hawaiian style. Pizza.
You're shoveling now, in your mouth confused. Like, why do I like this so much?
Somebody said, well, this guy must be a big fan because he's listening. And I said, his name is Murray. And I said, no, he's not a big fan because he's sending over the regular crust, which is a doughy mess. Now, I'm not going to use hyperbole. Or I'm going to try not to use hyperbole. I'm going to repeat this one time and then 1,500 times after that. And then I'm going to die. But here it is. And if Jimmy Kimmel were sitting in the room, he would beg to differ with some of this. But here's my assertion. The difference between a good pizza pie, not the greatest Mulberry Street or whatever Phil Rosenthal wants to eat or whatever, just a good solid pizza pie, and a bad pizza pie is about 80% dough.
Yeah.
I do not crust, a.k.a. crust. I do not know if I could tell the difference in pepperoni, for instance. I don't know if I could tell the difference in many of the toppings. Cut up cheese. I don't know that the mozzarella, I do think the mozzarella is just mozzarella. Now, Jimmy would say, oh, well, if you go over to this place, they use that kind of mozzarella. My palate's probably not good enough once it's melted and bubbly. I've never noticed the difference in mozzarella. The sauce. So now you got all the toppings. It's basically mushroom or olive, black olive. I don't know that there's any difference in that. There is the sauce probably with the bad, you know, with the chain style pizza.
Sugary.
It's probably a little sweeter, but I still enjoy it. And I don't know that there's a chasm. I don't know if you put them in a dish, if I could tell what was the good stuff and what was the bad stuff. That's me. But what I can tell is the super chewy, doughy crust. And since Vinny Tortorich has been telling us, hey, take it easy on the carbs, this is now win-win. Mm. Because if you get your pizza from the chain place, like Domino's, and you order thin crust, Then you cut way back on the carbs and you enjoy the pizza much more.
Yeah. On the upside.
I have been screaming about this for 20 years. Just if someone's going on a diet, look, if you are going to the place that's in the village and you're getting a slice, by all means, do whatever you want. But if you're in one of those situations where you're a little bit out of town, or you're a little bit out of range of Chicago or New York or wherever you can get some good pizza, and you need someone to deliver, or you need them open late, or you need whatever it is, mitigate all of the danger of the bad pizza chain by requesting thin crust.
Yeah.
I've said that to everyone who would listen. Oh, well, nobody listens. I've screamed it from the mountaintop for years.
Dead ears.
And even at my own home, when the pizza shows up, it's pizza. And then I go, why didn't we get thin crust? I go, this is regular crust. And you go, no, thin crust. And they go, isn't this thin crust? I go, no, it's that super doughy and chewy. It's what kids like.
Exactly.
That's why it's bad. So for the last 2 days...
Ooh.
Yes.
You mentioned being a win-win, the health-wise and better pizza. Doesn't it behoove the pizza companies to do thin crust?
More of a profit.
Probably much less dough.
Bigger margins. Like, well, bigger margins.
Why wouldn't they be in favor?
How about savings and fuel for delivery? It's a much lighter
tonnage,
box.
The weight, so the heft.
What about all those potholes? We glide right over them with a thin crust.
If we can get crows to deliver pizza.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Talking. About.
If we can fill the potholes with the regular
with the
crust.
Extra crust.
So... For the last yesterday, Murray had sent over 3 Hawaiian style pizzas, regular crust, which is an exaggerated doughy mess. Mm. It is, what did you call it, Gina Grad?
It's like memory foam.
Yes.
Like a mattress.
It's memory foam.
It's a pastry.
And again, I don't know about you, AJ, but I don't like my mattress with such a good memory.
Guess
who's been beaten off? Hey, guess who went for the hat trick Tuesday?
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He says things.
During his refractory period, he'll pop a shoulder sit, but then it's right back to it.
Guy likes to be choked, too, huh?
And boy, let me tell you what was on TV when he was doing it. You don't want to know. Who beats off the car auctions? This guy's a sick... Okay, memory foam, we've had enough to drink.
Okay. He didn't drink, and I spilled some vodka on him earlier.
That's enough for one night.
Spilled a Red Bull vodka on that guy. I have the same house. I get my wife, the 2 kids, they want the regular... Look, I'm a New Yorker, a proud New Yorker, West Village guy, so when I moved out here... The first time they delivered pizza with pineapple on it, I threw it against the wall in Hollywood. I said, what the fuck are you bringing me? Anyhow, I love good pizza, but my wife and kids... Any pizza will do. It's that kind of attitude. So I'm the same as you. Like, well, if any pizza will do, then try this one better, lighter, less shit on it. It'll be great.
We just, so for the second day in a row now, we had 3 large pizzas showing up and Hawaiian style with the same chewy, doughy mess that we're all trying to avoid with the carbs. Mm. And I just got angry and yelled, go get me a Domino's thin crust, same toppings, just thin crust,
side by side.
And let's see what the difference is between these two. Now, we all know a 75% savings in the carbs department, but you guys tell me, this is a Domino's pizza that was delivered 10 minutes ago. The upgrade in taste you, or be honest. I mean, don't appease me.
No. Ever since I was a kid, I've always loved the cracker crust at Domino's because it's flaky and it has a nice kind of a puff pastry vibe to it. And it's way more enjoyable than just that chewy.
Right. Comparison.
It's quite a bit. It's better for you and it's quite a bit tastier. Mm-hmm. Thus, why? This is one of my many things in life where I'm like, everybody.
The answer's right here.
Look, 9-year-olds, you guys are, you ironically, are grandfathered in. I'm not going to ask any more of you. Adults. Adults, please join me in this quest so you can enjoy your pizza with far less calories and far more taste and enjoyment. Right. And yet. My seed can find no purchase.
It's like defending your life. And Albert Brooks is like, he's in heaven or Judgment City, right? He's like, where are the children? The kids,
right,
kids don't come here. They get a pass. Kids get a pass.
Right. It's not like what it is. It is what it is. So you guys, all right. I kind of want one more piece of thin crust.
And they're
really good.
They're what?
Great
they're 5x5s?
I'm just saying, it's basically when you go to the cheap sub
chain place. Right. Don't order the lobster bisque sub. Oh, you're asking for trouble. Just get turkey with some mustard and some cheese on there and just keep it super simple and avoid that. This is the equivalent of that. This is what I'm saying. Do that.
Yeah.
Why isn't every adult adopt this?
I don't know.
And here's the deal.
Wait, that's my logic with tacos. When you go to the taco place, the chain place, just get the chicken.
I'm not saying the chain place.
It even sounds better when you eat it.
It does. It has a nice smoothness.
Orally.
And you get more of the taste of the topping and the sauce because it's not competing with all that extra styrofoam.
Yes. Yeah. So, and pizza, good pizza really is not about having the greatest sauce. Cheese, dough. Those are the two most important ingredients. Not a lot of dough, but the right kind of dough. Thank you.
I like to use my beach analogy, which is this. For all the people that have been out in some rough surf, you either want to be on the beach, that's the thin crust, or you want to be out beyond the breakers, that's thick crust. That's deep dish. In the middle, you just get pummeled by 6 foot waves. That's the medium. There is no world in pizza for medium. That's you getting pummeled in sand put in your ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thin crust on the beach, out beyond the breakers, floating on your back.
It's fantastic.
With the Chicago deep
dish. You know what? It's a lot like a great steak. And if you just want steakums, you put them on the frying pan and put them on. No, remember when we were younger, steakums were great.
I remember steakums.
Steakums are like out in the ocean kind of steak.
Yeah. There was some. There was some kind of meat.
I don't know what it is.
During the 70s, somebody decided that fake processed meat would be a great thing for us. And they started coming out with this like deviled ham, which was like weird.
Oh, no.
Weird canned, potted. Spreadable, potted, weird, spreadable. Like,
is that where Spam came from?
Spam is probably a war thing that like predates, there's something that we would never go for now, which is bologna consumption. It has to have been right up there with, like, there's some sort of graph. Like, how many times do Americans say 22 Skidoo in 1951 compared to 2018? Right. And what percentage of bologna are consumed versus now? Yeah. There's no, in my kid's life, there's no such thing as bologna. Wow. Bologna was 61% of my childhood.
Of course.
Literally, bologna.
Lunch
bologna
every day, stick to the top of your mouth at school.
And have
liverwurst,
ever,
too. Liverwurst to them is like poison.
Yeah.
If you've ever fried bologna, if you haven't, you're missing out.
I gave it a shot.
There was bologna, there was the canned stuff, there was the head cheese and all the other liverwurst and all the other stuff.
Our version of this for our childhood was Lunchables
and Hot Pockets.
That came around this is the future.
When I took eggplant parmesan to school on a Monday after Sunday's dinner, and kids saw that, they thought I was from fucking Mars.
I would do anything to steal
your eggplant.
Like,
the Jewish kids had no idea what I was eating.
That's insane.
Yeah, well, you know, like Rosenfeld said the other day, Phil Rosenfeld, same thing. Jewish kids had no idea what eggplant parmesan looked like.
I'm here to tell you that you guys should all enjoy another piece of this pizza because it went from horrible to pretty decent for takeout chain. Just
one
with
difference.
This selection that nobody will do, and it drives me nuts.
Well, just to be sure, who all should enjoy it? Because not moments ago, I heard you yell outside, "Stay away from my pizza, assholes!"
Right.
I will permit Dawson and Max Pata to share a small postage stamp size square.
But they have to meet in the middle like Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp.
Like a romantic dinner.
All right. I want to thank Quicken Loans. You can go to rocketmortgage.com/Adam for this half of the show. And Blue Apron. Love Blue Apron. BlueApron.com/Adam. Had the chicken tacos the other night.
And your favorite.
Fantastic. Did the fajitas, beef fajitas last night. Software advice. Go to softwareadvice.com/Adam and Simply Safe. It's simplysafe.com. All right, AJ.
Yes.
Asia Argento. Am I saying that right?
No, it's Asia. Just call the pig. It's
what's going on with that story?
Well, let's skip way past the Anthony Bourdain stuff. But basically, there's a situation where Asia Argento made a movie called The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things, co-starring this young little boy, Jimmy Bennett, when he was young. So for years, from this kid was 12 years old to 17, she claims he was sending him pictures of himself nude. But I know that she was doing it to him. And this kid, being a young child star, was accepting the pictures, thought it was weird, but didn't tell anybody. bragged to his buddies, of course, and at 17 years old, she coerced him to come to him through the Ritz-Carlton for this movie she was making. He's perfect for it. And, of course, the father drives him there, and when he gets up there, there's liquor in the room. The father's gone, and Asya, you know, beds him, fucks him, the whole thing. The kid's 17. He fucked a movie star. He's out of his mind. He told all his buddies. He was bragging about it. But then when he lost his money, his parents got a little bit too into his account. You know, they opened a restaurant, Huntington Beach. They bought a few houses. Now he's broke, and he sees Asya becoming this Me Too maven. You know, I was abused and this and that. He's like, wait a minute. No. I was abused. I'm the kid. He needed money. And right. The mother said, you know what? We need to go after this bitch. And they did. And that's when Bourdain forked over $200,000. But the fact that they kept it quiet is what gets everybody mad. Rose McGowan knew, Bourdain knew, and these are the people who were up ahead of everybody with Me Too and how Harvey Weinstein and these guys can do this to women. Suddenly, Anthony Bourdain, who we all love, is writing fucking checks and keeping things quiet.
Well, somebody better cancel that guy's show. I'm not going to stand for this. No. But make a note, Max Pat. I'm starting an online campaign with a hashtag to get that guy's show canceled pronto. Keep going.
Didn't Rose McGowan and Dove Rain Dove
is the non-binary model.
Right. It okay. didn't. I mean, they're I taking know. Credit at least for outing.
Well, they
her.
Did. They did. And look, to me, it was a coup kind of mutiny move. Rain Dove is this transgendered, non-binary, I think he's a hermaphrodite, I really do.
It's also a lawn sprinkler brand as well.
From Rain Dove.
Hot days, if you don't have a pool, so you're fired up.
Get the Rain Dove.
Get in your underpants and run right through it.
Get the Rain Dove.
Get the Rain Dove out, everybody.
So, you know, people, Asya, like, relied on him, and she said, look, I have this situation with this kid who was sending me nude pics, and Rain Dove, who's a pretty level-headed dude, said, you have proof? Well, no. Do you have proof that you said, don't do this anymore? She goes, no. And it was apparent to him that she was lying. So he said, I've got to report this because now I'm complicit.
Right.
Which is kind of gay, but okay, he did it.
Hold on. He doesn't mean gay.
I don't mean gay like that. I mean, like, you know, it's weird. You know, guys have to understand we're 56. When we say gay, we don't mean...
No, we mean lame.
Yeah,
come on.
It's lame thing.
Stupid. Okay. Not as good as.
Exactly. Inferior to.
You don't want to be.
To get married.
Lesser than.
To get paid less.
Yeah.
To ride in the back of a bus or train.
Stay in the shadows.
Not gay like homosexual.
Yeah, not that way. Right.
Right.
Fringes of society.
Not AIDS like.
Mm-hmm. Shunned by family members. Sure. Like that. Sure. That yeah, right.
Four.
I understand. No, right. Right. Sorry.
Anyhow, so he reports it, but apparently it gets to TMZ. Now, people are saying, well, you should have just brought it to the cops. Why does the press have it? I think the press got a hold of it because they needed it to be found. And I think my thing was he said to Rose McGowan, listen, honey, your friend here is full of shit. She fucked this little kid. She admitted it to me. Me Too movement is adrift. It's just floating out this big barge and no one's steering it. Let's get you back on the helm, grab the wheel, and now you're in charge of Me Too. That's what I think he was thinking.
Well, and that's smart because their quote was like, well, we need justice for everyone, not just women.
Yes.
So that sounds good, too.
I think it was a win for them, but it's a weird win. It's a little bit like, you know.
Well... there's a couple things going on. First off, as I learned from doing Loveline for many years, many of the people who were victimized become victimizers.
Right.
You don't, no guy, especially when a guy, you know, he's 41 and he decides to find love in the arm of a 9-year-old boy. That's not something you stumble across.
Right.
That means some priest got hold of you, scrambled your eggs a little bit.
Change a monster to make a monster.
And now you're that way. So you're going to find a lot of crossover of, well, this person's accusing this person of sexually, but that person was victimized before this. It stands to reason that you're going to find a ton of this because that's what makes people think it's a good idea to have sex with a minor when they're adults. Yeah. So you can't. We're going to find more and more of this as this rolls along.
And that's why I mentioned little Jimmy Bennett, who's now 22, and he's got pink hair, and he's a rock and roller, you know, really couldn't find himself after his career died, and the money's gone, and now, you know, he made a stab for some money because of this, I had sex with a movie star. So this is his kind of stab at attention to try to turn it into something, you know, because the kid had nothing going for him. He did a lot of big movies, too. Daddy Daycare, Poseidon. He was like 12 years old and already made like $3 million.
Really?
That's a very successful child actor.
He was in the remake of the Poseidon Adventure.
No, yeah, Shelley Winters.
No, no, no. Yeah, she played Shelley Winters' role.
Yeah, it wasn't Jack Albertson for the first one, but they remade one in 07 or whatever it was.
Right.
Wasn't very good, but I'm always Maritime Disaster Man.
Yeah, Poseidon Adventure is a great movie.
It really is.
The first one is great. Fantastic. Yeah, the second one, not as much. All right, let me tell you about Blue Apron. I told you I had this the last two nights. I'm going to speak from the heart.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Lynette was here last night at the studio doing the round table with all the guys, whatever they call that over there. Max Pat will jump in.
Kroll Digital After Show?
Kroll Digital After Show. Okay. And she rolled in at about 10:30 at night.
Oi.
And I said, and we had all the Blue Apron stuff out from the beef fajitas. And what Lynette tends to do is she does a little cherry picking. She'll go, all right, give me the beef. I just want the beef and the slaw, and I'll bring it over. And I got up out of the den, and I said, no, no, I'm making it. I'm making it for you.
Wow.
And she'll do a lot of like, well, nah, yeah, but no yogurt sauce. Right. I don't want the, and I'll go, but just trust me. Trust me on this Blue Apron.
The works.
And I threw I did what a loving husband does, and I threw the tortilla right onto the flame, the open flame.
Yeah, you did it.
And no tongs like you wusses. I used my fingers, pinch it, flip it over. Right. Heated everything up. I said, no. And she started doing a little armchair quarterbacking, which is, I don't want the, and I said, do it exactly. Right. The Blue Apron guys, they've got it figured out. Yep. They must test this because I have my nanny just do it. And if you're sitting there watching, it's easy to go, I don't like scallions. Yeah. I don't want scallions. No. You know, just do it the way they do. And I said to her, try Blue Apron and just do it the way they wanted it done. Same as in the picture. If you don't like it, we'll take it apart. We'll fix it. I'll cut you a piece of steak or whatever. But try it this way. I gave it to her. I said, this is it. Here you go. Tried it. She's just like, she was like literally having an orgasm. She's like, oh, it's so good, good. And I said, admit it. You would have told me to hold the yogurt sauce or hold it. And she said, I would have. And it's perfect. And I said,
it comes together.
And I just yelled, like, they figured it out. Like, trust them.
Let them do it.
Just they really did.
Trust them.
Yes.
All right. So trust me when I say the menus change every week. And get your first three meals for free at blueapron.com/Adam. And it just works. Blueapron.com/Adam and get your first three meals for free. All right, AJ. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
So he was in Poseidon. He did a lot of stuff. And now.
Well, you know what happens. You know how it happens. Kids, they get a good run, and suddenly they're not as cute as they used to be. Maybe they're 19, 20, and they can't get the little roles, and they're not ready for that thing yet. And it's just an awful way to be. But he had bank. But the mother and father were very loose with the money. They opened the place. And
they opened that place called Medium Crust Pizza.
Well, they got a place called Rockin' Crepes. It's a... Get this, a heavy metal themed crepe restaurant.
Oh, yeah, because that's a lot of crossovers. Right? There's a lot of cross pollinization, and that, like the guys who like Twisted Sister,
they
love French delicacies.
Exactly.
How many times have you been at the Rainbow at 2 a.m. and everyone filed out yelling, where can we get some crepes?
Yeah. Sweet or savory?
I know.
That's right. We just saw our guar.
Yeah.
Now we've worked up an appetite.
Was it Keith Moon or Jimi Hendrix who choked on their own crepe?
Yeah.
That was Bubba Cass.
Yeah, Lenny Kilmeister. With that crepe all the time, I know.
What about the Coogan Law? How are they getting their grubby little hands on
Well, you're right, but look, I don't know what they do, but the kid is a certain age where he can't. The point is, there's always one parent that's the manager and there gets the 10%. But then, I don't know how they work it out. The money, listen, the kids get other money in addition. They get appearance fees. They get things like that, and the money started coming in. And they bought the restaurant, another house. I got the feeling from people I know through him that the mom was the one who liked all this new lifestyle. So she was the one who said, you got to go after Asya because she fucked with you. Literally. We need money.
So what'd they get?
$380,000. But Bourdain cut the first check for $200,000, and then there was $10,000 a month that supposedly Asya was handling, but I don't believe that either.
Is she making money or was she making money?
Well, she got a job in the Italian X Factor, which she just lost because of this bullshit. Other than that, no, she's kind of big in Italy, but
she had sex with a 17-year-old?
It's a minor in California. She broke the law.
Right, but in Italy.
No, in Italy, right.
Who
they
cares?
Fucking always do
but
that.
But isn't it more about sending the pictures at a younger age?
I would agree. A 12-year-old getting a naked picture of Asya? Yeah. Yeah, and then she's been doing this. There's another guy, a comic, who said she did it to me 3-4 years ago. It was embarrassing. My girlfriend saw. The guy was in sex rehab, and I don't know how she knew him, but sending him videos of her naked. She's very much like that. So anybody who thought this was some dainty piece of prey, no. Asya is somebody, an animal that goes after things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Harvey Weinstein, they fucked across 2 continents and 4 countries. She met his mother. They dated for 4 years. That's not a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you regret that your career didn't get big enough because you fucked the biggest star maker and it didn't work out for you. That's what it really amounts to.
I'm picturing Anthony Bourdain cutting that check for $200,000. Now, yeah. A lot of people might say, well, that's $200,000 in the garbage. But it's not a bad investment in your relationship yeah. because when the weekend rolls around and he's like, I want to see Transformers 8. And she goes, I want to see the latest indie rom-com. Yeah. You go, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Maybe you should talk to your young boyfriend who I just cut a check to $200,000. Okay, fine. Like, you would be getting your way for the rest of
yeah.
the
Listen, yeah. I want Domino's thin crust the rest of my fucking life. Like okay?
Maybe I should get my checkbook out and write a little check to Mr. Domino's. I'm sure it'll be cheaper than your boyfriend. But
sure would like some Blue Apron right about now.
You will get your way for the rest, sadly, of your life, right?
Yeah. But I think Bourdain really, you know, when you look at this girl, and I've been studying her for months now, it's disgusting. She has a lot of sexual kinks about her, and you get the picture that Bourdain liked it that way. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, he's 61. You get a piece of ass that's 20 years younger. I get it. But the fully tatted up body, if you see the videos she's making out with dogs, this chick goes insane. So I
really?
Think, oh, yeah, there's dogs. In a movie, she's tongue-kissing a fucking shower. Or
consensual?
A Great Dane. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if there's any Me Too and the dog. But no, she was
Bob
a freaky
Barker's
chick.
Oh, Barker's going to be ripped shit now.
Oh, boy.
Is he still alive? Are Barker's beauties still around to jump on this shit?
Bob yeah. would have killed
well,
her.
And that's the thing. There's plenty of people, maybe not the dog thing, but getting the naked pictures, whatever. There's plenty of people that would love to get those. So why does she send them to the 2 people that
because
would like
her to
stop?
Because it's not just 2 people. It's about 50 people that we just know of two. Like when Harvey Weinstein broke, you thought it was, 5-6 girls. No, it's about 100. Bill Cosby, 6 girls. No, 80. You know.
Well, it's sort of...
Hi, I'm Sir McLachlan. You may have seen a video.
It's kind of like what Drew says about DUIs, which is, like, if you go, I got my second DUI, then Drew will go, you have to go into rehab. Right. And then you go, all right, I had 3 beers 2 times when I was driving home from the sports bar. And he'll go, no, you've driven drunk 1,000 times.
You got caught twice.
You got caught twice.
He's right.
And in terms of... whatever, molestation, pictures, this same sort of activity, whether it's the priest or the actress, you got caught twice. Right. There's got to be a lot of bodies hidden.
It's like that old joke, the bridge builder, the guy, and he says, you know, I built that bridge. They don't call me Jimmy the Bridge Builder. I put that floor in. I'm not Jimmy the Floor Tyler, but suck one cock, you know. You know, that's who she is.
All right, so also you got Louis C.K., who we were talking about.
Oh, boy.
We're talking about yesterday's show, I believe it was, going back to the clubs and getting out there, and it's all kind of part and parcel of this story as well.
You did that with Drew.
Oh, I did that with Drew. Yeah, oh, that was with Drew. Drew. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It was yesterday, but with Drew. Sorry. What's your take on that?
Well, I feel bad for Louis C.K. because I don't know how much penance you have to serve. I mean, what he did was gross. We get it. I don't think there's any victims to it. Frankly, I don't think there's a victim. I think any girl could have walked out of the room or said, put that little dick away. You're a creep. The point is this. We have to figure out how long people have to serve in this fucking what do you go between heaven and hell? That
Purgatory.
Yeah,
like what? How long? Like, it's his career. He's a comic. And Michael Ian Black jumped up and said, hey, you know, Louis's back and he did the right thing and he served his time. And then the Twitter trolls came after him and he had to back up and do the big apology thing. And I was going to kick this to you because you're great at figuring out the new apps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there should be an app. You'll get this.
App Corolla?
Mm-hmm. Well, get this. As you're writing, whatever you want to get, you want to thank your buddy. Hey, he's back. Whoever, if you have a buddy that got in trouble and now he's making his comeback, so you start going, good for you, pal. I think at some point the app has to kick in on your keyboard to know that you're getting into some bad territory. And immediately you get Rickrolled into your apology. Like, immediately.
I've been working on this, but some of my computer guys, we have a little stumble on it. All the folks who are out here who are formerly from Nigeria. when they start tapping, it shuts down about halfway into when they're talking to family or I'm sending a letter back to because we have certain keywords that we're highlighting. Again, it's a glitch in the system.
We need something to stop the person.
Yeah, Nigel, we're having the same problem. We're hitting.
I'm a prince.
We have certain words
keywords.
Louis C.K.'s in there.
Yes.
We have other words in there. We have words. We have celebrities.
Phrases,
we have names.
Yeah.
And what we do is it shuts down.
Okay.
But I'm saying there's certain glitches that need to be worked out.
You're on the right. That's exactly where I'm going with this thing. You shut it down or you immediately spit out the apology that you're going to have to make in a week
anyhow.
There was
a guy who I used to do Politically Incorrect with. He's a pundit named Niger Ennis.
Wow.
And that guy, the computer
guy?
Literally catches on fire when we're trying to get around him because we... Those are two. It's two words that we've also put on our
black simile
watch list.
Kind of a black simile thing, but not. Yeah,
Mega, right. I assume.
There's Niger Ennis.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Again, we're just trying to work through it.
Oh,
that's
my
all.
God.
Mega, I assume.
Be careful
easy,
with that.
Easy.
What?
Yeah. Easy.
Was that Roy? Is that Roy Ennis's son? Remember the guy that had a
They're
father?
Not all related, AJ.
I don't know, but I remember doing...
Roy Ennis, the fight with Geraldo with Sharpton. These two black guys squared off. And Roy Ennis... I think that's... Look, it's the
you
same
can look
line
it up. I just remember doing Politically Incorrect with him like five times, and I was always scared.
Careful.
Like a Mr. Ennis. I was going to yell out his name. Niger, please!
May I call you Nick?
Yeah, that's Roy Ennis' kid.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So it runs in the family, that whole thing, but...
Well, can I say this? When your first name is Roy, why you name your kid N-I-G-E-R?
Isn't
that going to be a little tough if anyone's had a few beers around him and is like, I'm reading your license. look, it's just rough, right?
Could you imagine getting stopped in Georgia and the cops got to read this license? Yeah.
Yeah. So again, we're working on the app.
I'm glad you're
with
on
the Niger Ennis thing and the folks that are
it's
from
a lot of sensitive words.
Niger and there's some words in there. And again, we're having to work.
I get you, and thank you for that. And also, I heard that Louis C.K. paid $10,000 to get on stage that night.
They did say that. Yeah,
really?
So is that a fact now?
Yeah, well, that's not a fact, but that is being reported.
Why would he?
Well, because
need
the club
to do
owner
that?
Might want to. You know, first of all, the club owner. This is uncharted land. He's been out for a while. He apologized. When do you come back? So that might make people go, I'll never go to this. Was it Comedy Cellar?
I can see the club.
I'll never go there again.
What if everyone walks out?
Yeah, it could be that kind of thing.
$8,000.
You're the asshole that employed the guy. Like somebody said, what if you worked at a bank and somebody took his dick out of the bank? Would you bring him back after a year? Because, you know, it's kind of been a year now. Put that
right.
Does that guy
away.
Never work again?
No.
Put that little dick away.
By the way, that's what the drive-thru and that sliding drawer's for, and that suction tube.
Oh, the old...
That's what your dick...
I love that. Hydraulic.
That's what that suction tube's for. There's got to be guys who put their dick in that thing. I mean, this thing's been around for 40 years, right?
Yeah.
There
Didn't
has to be
too?
Somebody's working the graveyard shift at the drive-thru at the B of A who just went, let's just see how much PSI this
Who's
thing's
looking?
Full of.
There's no cameras up.
Yeah.
And no memory foam around here.
Poor chicks on the other side of the thing at the receivables, and she's like, somehow a pigeon shit on one of the receipts. Yeah, that's what it was. Let's get the exterminator in here.
Put that little dick
away.
That's a whole other thing we can't even get into, this rash of people writing mean things on receipts.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Every black patron's being called the N-word after they eat a nice meal, or a gay person.
Oh, imagine Niger Ennis comes into the Starbucks.
You and Niger was a great server.
Imagine Niger Ennis comes into the Starbucks. You're like, what's your name?
We'd rather not.
We're just going to write Roy Jr.
You don't mind if
he goes to the same Starbucks every day. He's coming! He'll die!
Everyone,
I'll take my break!
Everyone, eat their Sharpies! We're out of Sharpies! We don't even know who you are. We'll walk it over to you.
Trembling after the first G. You're trembling.
Ice latte. Ice latte. They're looking at him nodding.
Should we bring it to you in the bathroom? Because, you know, you don't have to buy this to use the bathroom, Mr. Ennis. We'll bring it right to the bathroom.
They have cups already written out, Mr. Ennis. They're waiting for him.
Thousands of cups, Mr. Ennis.
A distinguished-looking gentleman goes around the cup.
My God.
Oh, I would like to follow him into a Starbucks and see how this...
I think we'd all be better off if we followed any marginalized people into any kind of place like that and see what it's like. You know, we can put on a fat suit, but can we put on a gay suit? Can we put on the black outfit? What can we do to be treated like they're treated?
Mm.
Then we'd all know.
Yeah. A gay suit's just called a seersucker,
sure, yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that, yeah. Like,
so,
you know. Short pants, it's a little too tight.
Right.
Seersucker, sure.
So what's going on with the receipts?
Well, there's been a bunch of people lately. Yeah. This is what I don't like. I don't like the fact that the media is controlling this. Look, millions of people eat out everywhere in the world in America, and nothing happens but maybe three times on a Thursday.
Right.
Somebody's called the N-word, or they say something nasty to a gay person or a Muslim.
Well, there was
national news.
There was a story out here that a black person, Chris, I was telling you about this a few weeks ago. They were
Raising Cane's.
They did a story about at Raising Cane's, I guess, and chain of whatever places.
Chicken fingers,
and they
must be a black guy.
And they did something, but okay. In the news story,
Naga, I assume
they never said the name of the person.
Oh, I got the name.
What is it, Gina?
Shaquana
Naga, I assume.
What I'm saying is I need to know the name of the person because if it's Niger Innes, that could be an honest mistake,
right?
But if it's Roy Innes, then it's not.
Then you got to fire your waiter. Then
right.
Your server.
So there's been some of that.
I get it. Well, I just think that the media is inflaming this by reporting these stories that are essentially really non-stories. They're stupid incidents. Look, should we start reporting when somebody puts a fucking carton of milk at 7-Eleven's microwave, it explodes it? Like, is that suddenly a new thing to talk about?
No, but if it was chocolate milk.
It was great back in the day.
We'd have an issue.
You blow it up and you steal shit and you run out.
Is that what you do?
Back in like 1978, you go in it, you blow up the milk, I'll steal a bunch of ring dings. So you blow up the milk, the guy goes, what the fuck is, and he runs to the microwave and you clear him out up front.
Oh, wow, that's genius.
But you get, it's only one job per 7-Eleven.
Sure.
If you live in the neighborhood, you know. You're done for
you burn
a long
one job. Yeah, I got a job for you. Come here.
But sometimes you need the Swiss rolls. You need the ring dings at a certain time. You got to do it.
So weird.
The wheel man is riding on a tricycle.
It's got a big wheel. It started out there. Where's the chaparral? Come on. We need more lower end. It's insane. By the way, like petty theft, stealing candies, stealing candy bars, Hershey Kisses.
I still do it.
It was a major part of my childhood. It was like, how are we going to eat? It's the summer. I want a ding dong or a ho ho or a chocodile or whatever. It's never going to work. I must steal it.
Yeah.
My kids will never know that.
They'll never know that.
You know
world.
What? And I feel horrible because I'm the worst. Like, I don't pay ever in an airport at a kiosk. I never pay money at the airport.
AJ, you got to watch out because you're recognizable.
If they put crows in airports, I'm done. But in the meantime,
things are not going well for AJ.
I just don't agree to pay $19 for a sandwich before I get on the fucking airplane.
So instead of walking by.
But I don't steal sandwiches. But I will definitely, I've been known, first of all, listen, I always steal shallots at Ralph's because they're too expensive. And I like a shallot in my meal once in a while.
I hope you do hard times with a guy who was in there for arson and double homicide. I'm going to give for shallots.
No.
What's that come
better
for?
Than shallots, saffron.
Oh, saffron. Saffron's
I like
very
to make
expensive.
Papaya twice a year, and that's more than fucking gold pound for pound saffron.
All right,
pinoli nuts is another thing. Give me a break. It's a pinoli nut. Why is it $13 for a bag 3x3 inches? Fuck
no,
off.
It's 80 cents.
That's a
These
racket.
Are all things that I buy regularly, so I'm going to listen
you
to
you. Watch
AJ.
Me. Get some cargo shorts.
When
you're fine.
By the way, AJ, I'm not an attorney, but when you get busted for shoplifting and you yell a dollar amount and then yell the food and then yell, give me a break.
Yeah, they're going to. Yeah,
Mark Garagos is going to be in here in about an hour. I'll ask him if that would work. You just yelling the number. A plasma TV, $1,800. Give me a break. All right, you're right. We should let him go. He yelled, give me a break after the first he named the item.
Plus
then
the
he named the
plans,
number.
$85.
He really knows what he's doing. Break. He's not a bad guy. He just
extended warranty for $112, please.
Give me a break. Believe me, when people buy saffron, they go, we fucking fooled him again. They know.
Oh, they all laugh their asses off.
AJ, you must or must have, maybe you still do.
Chapstick, dine
never paid
dash. For in my life.
Must have dined and dashed.
I've dined and dashed in my time. Not now, though. But the point is, I have kids now. So one time my son saw me, carefully remove a chapstick. I'm like, I can't be bothered to pay for this. And he goes, well, the line, there's a line. I'm like, no, fuck this. I'm already buying like $19 worth of shit. The chapstick's on them. And he goes, Dad, I go, yeah, but you don't ever do that.
Right.
Now, I grew up with a father who stole lumber and paneling. I don't know how he did it. He would just go, shut up. Don't say a word.
Right.
And we'd go through lumber yards, and there'd be things under the thing where the girl was ringing you out. And
right.
We built a cabana in the backyard for like $13. He would always be so good at that.
It took 22 years.
No, it wasn't that long.
Stealing no, they're used one, to, 2x4 at a time.
They're used to, the way to, back in the day, to properly steal lumber was to go to a job site Saturday night and then just steal the stack of lumber inside. Oh, when I used to work construction, there are two forms of thievery, actually kind of diabolical three. One is they would, your dumpster would always get filled up with other people's stuff or doing construction jobs, didn't want to rent the dumpster, didn't want to go up to the dump and pay to dump it off. The lumber would get stolen. If you put stuff in a lockbox, sometimes they would put like a big old shipping box, you put all your tools in there, they pull like a refrigerator box up next to it, park it, and get in there with like a acetylene torch and kind of thing.
Damn.
When you drive around the country and here in L.A., and you see the big knack box, the big lock box, you know, size of a coffin, a deep whatever, and it's up on the crane, 80 feet off the air on a Sunday, that's what they're doing.
Right.
Yep. You can't climb up here and then cinch your way down a chain and steal our roto hammer.
That's the only way to protect themselves.
We hang it up in the air.
In the cloud! The ultimate security.
And it's full of pinoli nuts. That's the thing.
That's right. All right. Let me tell you about, let's tease one. Alex Jones will be our next story. Let me tease this one. First, software advice. Picking up software for your business, Software Advice has done all the research for you. Their team of advisors can point you in the right direction right away for free. Just go to softwareadvice.com/Adam. Answer a few short questions about your business. Then connect with an advisor to discuss the best software options for your needs. 10 minutes or less. Get it all taken care of. Let the pros point you in the right direction, whether you're a medical professional, construction manager, we just talked about hanging up that knack box, a HR pro, you name it, Software Advice will save you time, help you make an informed decision. And again, 10 minutes or less, and you can try it out for free at softwareadvice.com/Adam. Dawson.
End the software struggle today. Go to softwareadvice.com/Adam to get started. That's softwareadvice.com/Adam to connect with an advisor for free. Softwareadvice.com/Adam.
All right, so Alex Jones, who I find these guys fascinating in a super boring way, which is, Dr. Drew will come in here and he'll be all charged up, angry about the flat earthers, and like outrage. And I'll go, who cares? They're people who think their dog thinks it's a person, or who think Elvis is alive. Yeah. And then you go, Alex Jones, he's denying the Sandy Hook thing, or says it's not. And I'm like, okay, he's a nut job. Like,
they're actors.
I don't get it. Well, but what about YouTube or what about whatever? It's like, who cares? These are fringe nut jobs.
He's not fringe, though.
Millions of people. I guess, but why are the sane people getting their panties in a bunch over the nut jobs?
I don't think anyone's getting upset about that one person. I agree with you, but it's like AJ said, the however many hundred thousand million people that live.
Just more people I couldn't hang out with in my world. Now, if he's yelling at them, everyone, you know, at 12 noon on Wednesday the 28th, Molotov cocktails at every moving vehicle, then I got a serious issue. Right. If he's just talking more nonsense, care.
My point is, that's what I feel. Look, I don't listen to Alex Jones every day, not even every month, but I tune in once in a while. I find some of the things he says fascinating. There are stories that have been broken on InfoWars that are huge, but then he'll go talk about, you know, there's a gay bomb that we're going to set off one day and the frog's going to turn gay. He goes off the deep end. But what just happened to him recently, you know, he likes to talk about transgenders and this and that and transsexuals. You're all going to go to hell. You're going to ascend opposite and burn.
Is he a religious guy?
I don't know for sure. I don't know. But I know that he likes to speak in those terms. But I'm not going to say he's one of these real nuts. But what happened is the other day he was showing, he was selling products, and he makes a fortune on his show selling these products. And there's a video of him showing his phone, and you're looking at the products. And at the last second, the phone turns, and you can see his browser, like what was on his phone. And you see transgender or transvestite porn. And there was this famous porno, they call them T-babes, trans babes. Misty Me, there it is. And it's more clear if you, anyhow, the point is, I don't know. Like, if you saw, my browser would have redtube.com sometime, and that doesn't mean that I'm on the porn channel every week or every month, but, you know, but here's the thing. He might have been looking, like, my nephew turned me on. He goes, you're not going to believe this. It's the funniest thing ever. There's chicks in Brazil who are hot. They fart in each other's mouth, and guys get off on watching them do this. I said, get out. He goes, no, it's called Brazilian fart porn.
Hey, Jay was like, Timmy, you're six.
After
this is so inappropriate right now.
Just call Ozzy Argento.
You know what? I finally watched it. We were laughing so hard, but then we said, now we're in for a penny. We got in for a pound. What else is weird? So you start looking, and you go, okay, I'm not going to check for ISIS stuff, but let's see the fringes of sexual kink.
ISIS farting into
the back. No, I'll never do an ISIS check, or else they'll come and get you. But maybe he was doing that. I don't know. Does that mean he likes transsexual porn? Or I don't know.
How fun is Thanksgiving at the Benza house with the whole
it's
family?
It's got to be awesome.
Oh, the best.
It ain't that way no more. Not that the parent. Now it's me and my kids and my wife. I got to shut my mouth. You know, when my father was around, it was fun, sure.
Yeah. Bourdain's not going to be. No, anyway. I'm trying to think of how much judgment should be passed. Mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree that if a fella is looking at erotic pictures of five-year-old boys or girls, then some judgment needs to be passed.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So we're not living in a judgment-free zone, because I could lay out a couple of scenarios where you would judge and you'd be right to judge.
Yeah, right.
I think the scenario with the porn is certainly if you're preaching against something and watching it, and I always believe we talked about Me Too at the beginning, which is you have some experience as a victim and now you have an experience as a crusader. There's a reason there's some energy there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any energy against transvestite or transsexual or trans anything. It falls under the heading of cricket for me. It's like, I don't really understand the sport.
Good point.
It's not, I don't watch it, but it's, I'm not angry at people who play. I don't really understand it. I understand that a lot of people enjoy it.
Sure.
I'm not one of them.
No.
But go knock yourself out. That's
yeah,
but if I'm yelling about how evil
cricket
is,
the
and these guys need to be rounded up and thrown in a ditch and stuff like that, well, then maybe I was raped with a cricket mallet?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Paddle?
I think it's a
big paddle. It's a bat. It's a flat bat.
Yeah.
I think it's
either
mallet?
Way, it's going to hurt.
The point is your energy for everything should just be like, I don't know. Yeah. So what?
Right.
I'm not hurting anybody.
I'm pretty much that
but
way.
But you shouldn't rail. If you're railing against something and you have,
like,
I mean, me thinks thou protest
too
much.
It's the whole thing.
Is there anything better than when one of those senators gets caught with a gay escort in a car?
I pee with a wide stance.
Exactly.
You know? Like one
those
foot
the,
and the other. Yeah, okay.
It's the best.
All right,
I don't even know why we even have to catch them. All we need to do is hear them railing way too much about something that you should have a sort of neither here nor there feeling about. Out and as it pertains to sexuality, and then we'll know that's what you're into.
Yep.
Yes,
agreed.
Yeah, exactly. Just ask Roy Moore about homosexuals and see. Let him go about 3 minutes of talking before you'll know what kind of man he is.
Well, look no further than junior high. If a young girl, 13-year-old girl, does 20 minutes on how much she hates a young AJ Benza,
there you go.
There's some feelings she has because. It should be Brian. Oh, not.
Where are you sleeping on that, Brian? Brian Bishop.
No, if you would have asked any hot chick when I was in the seventh grade, tell me all your feelings about Adam Carolla, I'd have gone, who? Adam Carolla. Nappy head? Brillo head? That guy? Oh, what about him?
Yeah.
No. Like, but if they would have done 20 minutes on what a cat I was.
I never want to see his gorgeous face again.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, that would have meant they're into me.
Absolutely.
So
you're saying Stacey Ray might have been into me. We can ask her on September 13th in Seattle.
That's right.
She'll be there.
I love that. I love being reunited. And also, the thing.
Happy birthday.
So the thing about that is, we understand the schoolyard version of it. Someone's spending a lot of time beating up someone, talking bad about them, whatever. Right. And obviously you're interested, right?
Right.
Well, later on, just take that same energy. Now you're a senator. You're doing way too much time on gay activity, and it's like, you're interested.
Well, there's a reason why there's the most porn in the world is watched in Muslim nations.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think we've done that. I think we've done a story like that.
It's definitely.
I know when they
Where, like, sex is prohibited is where the most porn is.
Right. Oh,
and
when
Utah.
In Utah, yeah. Yeah. And when they got hold of Bin Laden, they, like, tripped over a huge pile of VHS
old
porns
swank
and all.
Magazines and jugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honcho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My friend, jugs.
Mm-hmm. AJ's going to be a great old guy.
Yeah. You're going to be great.
Well, you're like, in mid-50s?
56.
Come back
feel
in 20
71,
years.
Feel 71, though.
Stay for 20 years.
I would have been great on SEAL Team 6 because they're like, all right, we gotta evac back to the chopper. Let's get all the stuff out of it. I got the jugs magazine. No, the hard drives, you idiot. You think they're jugs on the hard drive? No! But this is good vintage jugs over here. No, we're not taking the porn.
Taking
you said
fire.
To clear out the office. We need the hard drives.
Yeah, right. Corolla!
I'm going back in!
You son of a bitch!
I'm going back in for Busty! Cover me!
And then you have to cut to your funeral. I'd walk through hell for that guy.
Yeah.
One goddamn good soldier.
All right, let me tell you about Simply Safe. AJ makes me cry every time it comes here. It laughs a damn heart. Simply Safe. I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. They're prepared for everything. If a storm takes out the power, they're prepared. If the phone line gets cut, they're prepared. A keypad gets destroyed. It does not matter. It just works, and they will get you the help you need. Look, it's easy. You don't have to pull wires. You don't have to pay a big monthly bill. You know, no lock-in contracts, no hidden fees. Just $14.99 a month, and Simply Safe, up and running in under an hour. You order what you need, all the components, show up at your doorstep, up and running in under an hour. We all use it here. And now you're activated, and now you're started. I recommend Simply Safe to everybody I know. Just go to Simply Safe. There's two I's in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam. SimpliSafe.com/Adam. And get started with Simply Safe today. AJ Benza, fame is a bitch. It's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Apple Podcasts. And you can go to Patreon and get it 5 days a week. AJ's the best. And we
put
have
that little dick away.
We have Jay Moore coming in here. Be prepared because we have some tape of Coach Tony Bennett, the basketball coach. So I'm excited about this. We'll do the math. Take a quick break. Good sports. Jay Moore right after this.
This week at AdamCarolla.com, take a knee with Adam Carolla and Gerda Seaver.
But it's amazing how the children behaved. And some of the little boys would go through the holes in the ghetto to trade some food, to get food for some old clothing. Because no one wanted money. Money, you couldn't buy anything with money.
Right.
And those little boys may be supporting their families. If they were caught with any food stashed away under their coat or in her coat pocket, they were shot. So the family let them go out hoping that they'll be back, because they never knew if you would live or die.
Subscribe to Take a Knee with Adam Carolla for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. And get unlimited access to Adam Carolla's archives. Sign up for Podcast One Premium. Use the Podcast One app or click the link at AdamCarolla.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money. said, Shecky, let's do it. Good sport.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports here on Podcast One Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. We keep talking about football, and with good reason. It's just minutes away, I feel like, the kickoff of NFL season and college football. Before that, by the way, I really am that weird guy who goes on YouTube and searches random old football games that I vaguely recall and want to refresh myself on. I recently did the 1979 AFC title game. I attended it as a very young child with my old man and sister Amy and the rest. And it was the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Houston Oilers, the two best teams in all the NFL. You should go back and do this on YouTube because the old broadcasts are just a goldmine. You would love watching these for comedic purposes. But I also, in the pregame, Merlin Olsen, the man named by his parents, even before he achieved anything, Father Murphy or playing in the fearsome foursome with the Rams, his parents were so optimistic they named him after Merlin the Wizard, which is this the best name you can think of. But he was talking to one Bum Phillips, the head coach of the Oilers, and Wade Phillips, now the defensive coordinator, of course, of the Rams. He wore a 10-gallon cowboy hat, and he wore cowboy boots, and he wore that big old rough-looking overcoat that cowboys would wear. And I sent a note to Wade Phillips. How about you, you pay tribute to the old man on throwback night, or when the Rams wear their old uniforms? Mm-hmm. Why don't you come out dressed like the old man? What do you think of that? Wouldn't that be cool, a cowboy hat?
I completely agree with that. I feel like if you're going throwback, you got to go throwback.
Yeah.
You got to go whatever the coach, because, obviously Tom Landry had the hat and the suit. Other guys who were like Abe Gibron and stuff were wearing like the bike shorts and the coach's shirts,
That's right, yeah.
Like the double snap on there, like with the pulled up socks and the spot built shoes. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
exactly right.
That's the thing. Like, you got to wear – it's throwback. I'm saying the coaches have to wear what they wore back in the day.
Oh, well, that would be embarrassing. Oh, well, let me show you what 70-year-old men do in baseball dugouts.
Right.
That's worse, no matter what. You'll do it, and you'll like it.
I completely agree. It'd be great. Bum Phillips would be great. Landry would be great.
Yeah, do it, Jason Garrett. Do it for America's team.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, and there's like, again, some of it's like weather related, like Don Shula always had the short sleeve shirt on with like the Sansibel slacks, with the snaps in the front. I'm trying to think, and then there was like a, Vikings, what's his name? Bud Grant. He was always wearing like a windbreaker.
Yeah,
for
it
some
was.
Reason.
Yeah, it didn't reflect how bitterly cold it was in the Met when he was out there.
He wore a ball cap.
Yeah.
And a windbreaker.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. Lombardi had a look too. He had like a fedora, but sometimes he wore the what do you call that? That like the paperboy kind of hat too. Once in a while.
Yeah, I just think whatever era the uniform goes to, the coach has to go to that uniform too. It'd be fun, right?
I would love it. I hope you're listening, son of bum, Wade Phillips. You should do it, and all eyes will be on you if you do, and you'll be considered an American hero for it.
I don't know that Wade could operate, that bum could operate in the modern era of football because of the red objection replay flag. He's out there in his big ostrich skin boots. He's got a duster on. He's got the 10-gallon hat. He can't move right.
Now, hold on. I'm trying to get that flag out of him.
Reaching all around for him, looking like that move where you don't have any cash and the parking valet's brought the car up and you got to go, yeah, hold on. And you start searching pockets you don't have. Although, bum could keep it under his 10-gallon hat.
Oh, what a reveal.
That would be awesome.
That's
and he
it.
Could throw the hat like odd job.
Uh-oh, wait, bum's going for the hat.
That's right.
You know what this means? He's throwing it.
That's right. Like odd job and Goldfinger.
Whoosh. Oh, yeah, forget the red hat. Oh, he puts a red ribbon around the hat and throws it out with flair like odd job.
You've never been righter in your life when you suggest that the coaches must go throwback.
Oh, boy, this is better than I thought. Hey, by the way, speaking of...
Oh, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
We got to go full throwback. There's now smoking in the stadium.
Why do you guys get to do it down on the field? Right, we don't.
Look, is it 1968 or isn't it? Because I'm lighting up.
That's the best. I mean, the greatest visuals, or among the best at least, are those old getaway day crowds at the old ballparks in Brooklyn or otherwise with the businessmen and everybody in shirt sleeves and black. It seems like everybody wore a black tie
back then.
Black ties,
and they're all drinking a can of Miller or can of...
With the high C opener.
Use the can opener on it.
Burning nails.
Drain with the, all got the same, all the same glasses, by the way. They all had the same Wayfair type black horn rims, and they're all sitting up there. They all look like the guys who were in the control room at NASA in the 60s.
That's right, yes.
Just sitting there smoking, drinking beer. I say you go throwback, you go full throwback.
Basically, every guy in the 60s who attended a sporting event looked like Gary Sinise in every movie he's ever been.
Now, look, this may be controversial, but whatever the ethnic makeup of the team was in 1967, we need to go back to that as well.
If we're going to be authentic,
we're
going to
be authentic. Yes, all the skilled position guys need to be white. Sorry.
That's basically what preseason football is.
That's right. That's right.
So let's take care of that. But when you mention the Red Challenge flag, there's a new thing in television broadcasting on Sunday Night Football. It was unveiled on this past Sunday by Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. It's the so-called Green Zone. Did you catch this, Ace?
No.
Take a listen and look.
And we're going to tell you now on third down is an enhancement we have. We think you're going to like this. The green zone, we're going to call it. So we are going to paint, in effect, the area that the team has to go to get to the yellow line, the first down line. And there it is. So you can follow the progress. We know the yellow line is great. It's been around for a lot of years, but this will show you exactly how far he has to go at any point.
All right, that's enough. We see it now. So it basically shades. It's a darker shade of green. Green zone, though. That's the name of it. Yeah. Couldn't you rightly describe the entire playing surface as the green zone?
Yes.
The green zone.
It's a weird... And also, I think if anybody was like in the Iraqi war or something, or any of the Middle Eastern conflicts, I think there's a green zone
or
over there,
too. Or hung out at Snoop's house like you
did. There's a green zone there, I can tell you that for sure, as one of his official cousins. calls everyone cousin. I think they could have done it. I don't know, Red Zone, they could have got some sponsorship from the deodorant company, you know.
Yeah, the Jolly Stick. Green Giant, too. How about that? Get him to sign off on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I do like the graphics, and I guess if you're trying to get the wives to watch along, it makes it a little more palatable or something.
It's funny you say that. You've always been a little more forgiving of that kind of stuff than I have, and I am pretentious. I am like, I want, just as if I started listening to a band, this is something that Cousin Sal has attacked me for in the past, is if I like a band, I like to be 8 years ahead of the rest of the world on that. I don't like when that eighth year arrives and now that band has become mainstream. I now resent it. I already knew where they had to go for the first down because I watched football my whole life. I can see where the first down marker is. Why do dummies need to be brought up to speed with what I know?
Let me ask this.
Learn about it or don't watch. Go away.
Are the guys with the sticks still referred to as the chain gang?
I believe they are, yeah. They've been rendered completely useless, huh?
They have, but it's weird that in 2018 they're still called the chain gang.
There's no better way. There's nothing else we can do but have retired guys or guys who have some free time on the weekends. That's how we're going to decide what happens amongst these millionaires out there every Sunday with millions more watching what happens. It's just like, well, I marked it right here with this stick here. Bring those sticks over here.
Right.
What? That's the best method?
And by the way, when we want to know what down it is, we'll have these big flappy things with holes punched in them. And you be in charge of never forgetting to flip one over. And if there's a penalty and they decline it, you have to like flip it back or flip it out. I mean,
there'd be 15 times a game be like, damn it, Sheck, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, I forgot.
They'd be yelling at me. Carl, there is no sixth down.
There's not even a six in there, Adam. How did you do that?
I'm improvising. I brought some electrician's tape and I'm making my own downs. All right, let me tell you about something I love here. Butcher Box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage breed pork. Delivered to your door on a monthly basis. Humanely raised, never given antibiotics or hormones. I'll tell you about this heritage breed pork. It's the stuff you remember from your childhood, the good stuff that was marbled. It's got the fat in it. It's literally the stuff. Remember you're going, when you were a kid, you're like, oh, pork chops, so savory, so delicious. And then at some point it became the other white meat. Then it got all weird and dry. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what happened to the pork? I used to love pork. It's back. It's the heritage breed pork. It's just, you can trust this stuff. I bought a second fridge and put it in the garage because of Butcher Box, by the way. It's convenient. It tastes unbelievable. Each box comes with between 9 and 11 pounds of meat, and it's just $129 a month. Less than $6 a meal, free shipping nationwide, except for Alaska and Hawaii. No commitment, cancel anytime, just the best. If you're looking to get into the protein and get off that starch, you go with Butcher Box. They got an offer. It's $20 off plus free bacon in your first box by going to butcherbox.com and using the discount code Adam. We all have it here and we all love it.
Ah, meat and football. These are heady days in which we reside. All right, coming up tomorrow, our last good sports of the week for you. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Podcast One Sports out. Good sports.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big.